Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies which we have entitled The Christian's Security. And we'll read off the studies that we're going to undertake. We're going to undertake six studies on this subject, the Christian's Security. All right, here it is. Broadcast number one, we have a word that cannot change. Then we have a Lord that cannot die. We have a life that cannot end. We have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We have a love, God's love to us, that cannot falter. We have a power that cannot be resisted. That is security. To think of what the Christian really has. Now we're going to go back into the fact of the first subject, of course, a word that cannot change. Change is the mark of the finite. God says in Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, and we're going to go into the reason why the Lord says this, therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. When God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, he told him to go out to a land that he would show him, and he would give it to him, and he was to go, and he went by faith. We read this, the faith of Abraham, that's wonderful, in the 11th chapter of 1 Hebrews. And Abraham went out to that land not knowing where he went, was going. God led him to the land of Canaan, to the promised land, and he told him, now, you just lift up your eyes and look around. And that's all he had to do. Was this was the land that God was going to give them. Now, let's think of it, if you will. Now, these promises were made to Abraham, and God cannot lie. These promises, I think of them how they are recorded in the sixth chapter of the book of Hebrews. We read there in verse 13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely, blessing, will I bless thee, and multiplying, will I multiply thee, so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, for an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more to abundantly show unto the heirs, have promised the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have, as an anchor to the soul. This is the Christian security. What is it? It was to Abraham the word that he was going to give him that land, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within in the veil, whither the forerunner has for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Abraham went back to that land, and to Abraham finally was born Isaac. And Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and with those 12 sons, he developed the whole of the tribe of Israel. And please remember that God had made promise that he was going to give that land to the children of Israel. Now, all right, let's go to Jacob and consider. We're talking about Jacob. You see, Jacob had 12 sons, and that's the reason that we read in Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let's find out why they're not consumed. God promised that he was going to give this land to them. Now, that promise was not fulfilled for over 400 years. You remember that Joseph, the son of one of the youngest sons, Benjamin was the youngest, Joseph went down into Egypt He was sold by his brethren, and he went down there. And we cannot give you the history of Joseph. We're talking about the word that cannot change. All right. He was down there, and he finally became the prince of the whole land of Egypt. And by him, the children of Israel were brought down into that land where they lived and developed as a nation for over 400 centuries, or 400 years, four centuries. All right. They were taken out, and they were led to the land of Canaan. But God's promises were to be fulfilled, and he led them to that land of Canaan. All right, now let's think of this, if you please. Change is the mark of the finite. God says, I am the Lord, I change not. He does not need to change his word. He knows what he's talking about, and he says what he means. And he, the Lord, says, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. All right, why this statement? It is for this reason. The children of Israel went to the promised land, and they were given that promised land. God cast out those heathen nations because of their sin, because of their worship of other gods. He cast them out and gave the land to Israel. All right. Now the Israelites simply went into that land, and they possessed it. And you know that the children of Israel got to worshiping the gods of the heathen? And they were actually worse. They were actually worse than the heathen. And God caused them to be carried by captivity into the nation of Babylon, if you please, by Nebuchadnezzar. God cast them out. Now, has he failed on his promise? Oh, no. God doesn't fail on his promises. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I'm going to bring you into this land, and I'm going to develop you. God does not change. Change is the mark of the finite. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, he said, he made a wonderful statement in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, he told his audience on that occasion, 24th of Matthew, but my words shall not pass away. You see, God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. Change is the mark of the finite. We read, for instance, in Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 10 to 12. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. And thou art the same, but thou art the same, and thy years fail not. Now think of this, if you will, please. This universe seems indestructible. They tell us that our sun is putting out energy at such a rate that it won't last for more than a million years. Are you worried about it? The sun has a life expectancy of a million years. It is matter. And God does not change, and his word does not change. He created it for a purpose. Now we read also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You and I have an eternal soul. And we have a body. The body can be seen, but it's not permanent. We have a soul and a spirit that you can't see. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Now, this is a paradox, but it's true. Everything around us that we can see is going to perish. It's going to wear out. But the Word of God, never. God does not change. And that is the Christian's security, if you please. Now, we have read in the Scriptures what God has done for Abraham. Let's read what he's done for us. Let's bring this down through the years to us. We read in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. Abraham, we're talking about Abraham. I'm not going to read the whole portion. Verse 13 says, for the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now down to verse 20. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not imputed for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Now this is God's word to you and to me, and it does not change. God gave his Son. We read in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, "For Christ also hath died for sins, and was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." I did not quote that correctly, and I will seek to read it correctly, because it is such a wonderful portion of Scripture, and it's indestructible, because the Word of God is indestructible. Here we are, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Listen to these words, please. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Now this is the gospel. These promises were made to you and me. Do you think they're going to be kept? They are indeed. If we place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God gave him to die on the cross for our sins, that those sins would keep us out of heaven. And he gave his Son to die for our sins, and then he raised him from the dead, as we read there in the 4th chapter of 1 Corinthians, 4th chapter of Romans, I'm sorry, and the 15th chapter of Corinthians, that he was raised again the third day, according to the Scriptures. We have God's word for it. Christ's resurrection from the dead, my sins were placed upon him. When he died for me on the cross, we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all," if you please. Now, Christ died for our sins, and that word, that if we have the faith to believe it, God will not go back on his word. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." But believe on him. Not believe about him. Trust him. You believe that Christ died for your sins, and take God at his word that will not change, you'll be in heaven according to the word of God. Our Father, we thank you today for the wonders of the Scriptures, the word of God that does not change. And oh, what a security it is to know that you'll not go back on your word. If we believe in your Son, we'll be saved. In his name we pray. Amen.